It's Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Coronavirus is forcing pregnant women to make tough choices. There are many hospitals with such tight restrictions that in some cases, a woman's partner might not even be allowed into the delivery room. Women are having to resort to FaceTime to have their partners present, and it could be falling to nurses to provide supportive care and camera work. Laura Cusisto, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Thank you.
We've previously done a story on the podcast about life's big moments that are, being upended because of coronavirus, social distancing, this extreme social distancing that we're having to practice right now. And you know, these big moments in life just going, having to be modified, postponed, canceled, all that. And one of the major things that is happening is that this is forcing pregnant women and moms to be to make tough choices. There's some hospitals that have put rules out where you can't have anybody in the room with you while you're giving birth, you know, out of an abundance of caution. But this means that your partner might not be able to be there at the moment of birth. Laura, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, pregnancy is sort of unique in terms of these life moments in that it's something where for most people, at least, it's pretty much inevitable that you're going to end up in a hospital, you know, that you're going to have to interact with the medical system, go to a doctor, and that is uniquely challenging at this point. And so hospitals are really grappling with how do they keep staff safe? How do they keep women safe? But how do you also kind of try to keep things as normal as possible for people? And hospitals all over the country have been going back and forth over the last couple of weeks and really kind of restricting and changing their visitor policies. And most now will certainly not allow you to have, you know, your doula there to coach you, your mom there to take pictures. But some of them have also at points put in place policies that won't also allow you to have your husband there. And those, as you would imagine, have had the most stringent pushback from people.
Yeah, you spoke to a woman who was about to give birth and the hospital wouldn't allow her husband in there. So they were calling other hospitals to see if they could take any last-minute patients so that he would be able to be there at that time.
Yeah, this is just a crazy story. She went to her obstetrician's office, and they said, it kind of looks like you might be starting to go into labor. You should probably go to the hospital. And she said, well, let me just swing by my house and pick up my husband first. And they said, oh, no, your husband is not going to be allowed to come. And you can imagine the kind of how emotionally overwhelming that was for both of them. You know, they really had very little time to play with, and she's learning just then that her husband's not going to be able to come with her. So they ended up calling around, finding another hospital, local hospital that would take them. But, you know, they spent, you know, sort of this time as she was going into labor frantically trying to find a new hospital and having to go to this hospital where they didn't really know anybody. It worked out okay for them, but you can just imagine the stress that would put you under.
And the rules are going to be different for each hospital across the country. Obviously, New York, New Jersey, California, where there are big hotspots right now, they're going to have more restrictions in place. And two hospitals that you talked about specifically in your piece were New York Presbyterian and Mount Sinai Health System, which we've heard tons of stories already. You know, they're at the forefront of taking in and helping patients that have coronavirus right now. So how are they going about all of this?
Yeah, so it was a crazy roller coaster of a week for me as a reporter to some degree, but more than anything for women who were set to give birth in the last week. Both Mount Sinai and New York Presbyterian about a week ago came out and said they weren't going to allow partners to be there with women as they were giving birth. And, you know, really kind of stuck by that policy, even though there was quite a bit of public pushback, quite a bit of pressure, a petition that got over 500,000 signatures. And then over the weekend, New York State came out and said, we're going to now mandate that you have to allow a partner to be there. So they went and reversed that policy. But it's going to be, I think, a challenging issue. I think that's just a sort of taste of what hospitals around the country are going to be dealing with as coronavirus spreads to more places, because Mount Sinai and New York Presbyterian said, look, we were having, you know, people come into the labor and delivery ward and test positive for coronavirus, and we just can't put women on the ward and our medical staff at that kind of a risk.
Yeah, because once they have to be quarantined or go out, I mean, it just starts crippling the system little by little. So what are people doing, on the other side of this thing. A lot of times they're doing FaceTime delivery. So they're having, and it honestly, it's falling to the nurses, the other people, the medical professionals in the room, to have to hold that phone to be able to do that FaceTime while the mom is giving birth. And you have a couple of examples where families were doing just that. The nurses had to help out and be that support system because others couldn't be there.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a kind of challenge going forward, is the strain that this is going to put on the medical staff to have to step in where maybe a doula or a mom or even a husband or a partner would have been able to be there to help and support. You know, there's a photo that ran with my story of a woman having to take a selfie of herself right after having given birth to her son because her husband wasn't there. It's a kind of just surreal set of circumstances, but one being kind of dictated by this unfolding crisis.
Laura Cosisto, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.